This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, 92.9agame.com. Sam and Greg on this Super Bowl Sunday morning, the ninth day of February. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in Decatur.
In Decatur, where it's greater.
In Decatur.
In
first responders, teachers, football fans, high school football fans, flag football fans, basketball fans, NASCAR fans. These are some of the things we're going to be talking about here. I made the wrong siren noise.
No, wrong noise.
Okay, well, anyway, all that stuff is coming up. But what you just heard coming back was
Southern University Marching Band, the Human Jukebox. And we do it for a reason. They're going to be performing the pregame show today at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, of course, their school is located in Baton Rouge. So they've
got a clap from Noelle on the other side there. She clapped.
Noelle, I liked it. And they're going to be performing with John Batiste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so that's going to be the pregame show when you watch the Super Bowl today, a little HBCU happening with them. So that's what we had. We hadn't mentioned today, first of all, from last night, both Hawks and Atlanta United. Well, Atlanta United did play, they're playing these friendly pregame scrimmage, preseason scrimmages, I guess you would say.
Okay.
And Jason Longshore was down there for it, and we know that they did get a 2-0 victory over New England yesterday. Miguel Almirón did play, first time back with the team, back on the field.
Okay.
And so it was good to see him
on the pitch.
Back on the pitch, yes.
Wow, that's a first.
Yeah, how about
I corrected you or something soccer.
Wow, something
Mark
soccer.
This date down.
Yep, it was back, and that was good. Of course, they're playing all these, right now, these friendlies or these preseason matches in Bradenton at IMG Academy.
Okay.
And so that was it. So 2-0, they got a, Matias Glitch had a goal, and Jamal Tiare both had goals for Atlanta United as they win 2-0 final in that one. And the Hawks, of course, win last night. People were, moaning and groaning about this trade. But since this trade, they're 2-0, 125-111 over the Washington Wizards. So they're 2-0 since the trade deadline.
And if you can't get in front of a TV, we got Super Bowl for you today. We'll talk more about that. But speaking of the Hawks, they're in Orlando tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll have that game for you at 7 o'clock.
Yep, that's a division game. So we'll watch closely and see what these guys do. We got some new pieces in, we'll see what happens. And we're going to talk with, Darrell's going to join us later on, and we'll talk a little bit about the Hawks and what they've done. College basketball scores catch up from yesterday. Georgia by one. Mississippi State beats them 76-75. Georgia Tech falls at Virginia 75-61. Cavaliers win that game. Georgia State's a winner on the road up at Buffalo. Hope they got out before the snow still up that way. 80-75, Georgia State's a winner. Kennesaw State, tough loss to Middle Tennessee, 76-75. Final score in that when they were at home yesterday. Mercer falls to Wofford, 77-76. The alma mater goes down to North Alabama, 71-61 final score. Clark Atlanta's a winner over Fort Valley, 79-75. Morehouse is a winner over Albany State, 83-79 in overtime. But don't forget, Morehouse and Tuskegee play the HBCU Classic as part of NBA All-Star Weekend in California next weekend. They get the trip out there to play that game as well. Once again, a reminder that the HBCU Swingman Classic will be a part of the Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend here in Atlanta at Truist Park. It'll be Friday, July 11th. The top players in Division I HBCU baseball programs will be in action, and the tickets are on sale now. We promised something that happened in New Orleans, and Noel was able to find it. If you were listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game this week, I think with Dukes and Bale that had D. Orlando Ledbetter, he had had an encounter with Kirk Cousins, down in New Orleans, where apparently he was invited to something that Kirk Cousins was doing, Falcons quarterback. He's still Falcons.
Thank you for letting us get that memo.
He's still Falcons. And, you know, players, and that's what happens during Super Bowl week. You know, that's why you like going during the week, because you get to see just about everybody. Because, right. You know, if you're promoting anything, if you're endorsed by anybody, they want you to show up. They want you to make appearances at different events. And so he's down there making an appearance on behalf of a sponsor or promoter. And D-Led goes over to ask him about something that he had alluded to earlier in the week on NFL football, on NFL Network,
right.
that he was injured in the New Orleans Saints game. And we didn't know this. We wondered why was this drop-off. We thought, was it something mental? I kind of figured it was something physical, but why wouldn't anybody say it?
Why wouldn't he say it?
Or anybody else that it knew.
Anyway, go ahead. Point taken.
Okay, so I'm just saying that, you know, and the fans, we're all wondering.
You know, this is going to make you feel even worse about the whole situation, that this was kept underground. But go ahead.
You know. Anyway, Noel has found our friend D-Led, who was in New Orleans this week. Let us hear that, please, Noel.
Yeah, no doubt. But, people at Procter & Gamble invited me and a few other people over and said, hey, you can talk to Kurt after the little exhibition or whatever. So Kurt goes in the green room. When he's done, I'll let him play. They made us wait through this stupid ping pong thing. But, so I waited. I put on my good Super Bowl suit. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, we had a good relationship. Got a couple right. questions for you, Kurt. And so he's like, hey, D-Led, how you doing? I'm like, I'm great. Too bad you lost the title to Drake May. And he's like, yeah, too bad. And then I was like, well, hey, man, can I get a couple questions? And then there's two dudes that were with him, like, no, we're not doing any media day. We're not doing any media day. I'm like, who are you guys? I'm like, no. They invited me here to do media. We need to do some media. They're like, no, you don't understand. We're not doing media. We did media yesterday. I'm like, going on NFL Network is not doing media. They invited me here to do media and said you'd be available. And now you're not going to be available. And so, you know, we went on with his guys and stuff. And Kurt's like, no, I'm not going to do media. Media yesterday. And so he's like, hey, well, can you respect his wishes? I'm like, no, I can't respect his wishes. It's not respectful at all. The fans, right. fans of Atlanta want to hear from Kurt. He want to go on That's TV right. and throw bombs. And, you know, we need to clarify some of these statements for the fans of Atlanta. But he didn't want to – I went with the whole fan thing. Nothing personal between me and him. But, you know, we're the conduit for the fans. The fans got right. questions. Y'all got questions on the show. So it was yes. a perfect time for him to answer some of these questions instead of putting on a shirt over his Falcons logo during the middle of the ping pong match.
And there you have it, sports yeah. fans.
Yeah.
Noel's just beside herself over there. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
I am so tickled. Oh, man. Shout out to D. Orlando Ledbetter this morning. I hope he's having a good time in New Orleans, because this is about the most comical thing to come out of the whole thing. Because D. Led kind of sees it the way I see it. I won't put words in his mouth and say that Cousins called a press conference. But he kind of alluded to what I alluded to, the same thing I thought, which was...
If they invite you in.
So we're going to make this whole stink. And then as soon as somebody asks questions, no questions, no media. We're not doing any of that. I was like, well, come on, dog. You set off a bomb here. Because, and I just want to state, for the record, I saw Kurt Benkert's former Atlanta Falcon quarterback, backup, practice squad, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to clarify, a fan asked if an injury like a shoulder or something like that can be hidden from a training staff. And he basically said, yes, I took a bunch of painkillers myself to hide it from the Falcons when I was drafted and went to rookie camp. So that might give a little more clarity as to how we, the organization, quotations y'all can't see off the air, mm-hmm. we, the organization, didn't know what he, the player, knew.
Hmm. Ms. Rick.
I'm just throwing out some stuff I heard from a former quarterback
okay.
himself
okay.
via Twitter. That was his response, was I have personally hit an injury to keep or create the best odds to remain an NFL quarterback.
All the more reason why we want to give Kurt and ask him some questions. Because
all the more reason.
He's always been Mr. Upfront, even to the point of getting the team in trouble, talking about he had been in the building when he hadn't been in the shouldn't have been in the building, right, before he signed his contract.
That's the difference between talking to media in Minneapolis and talking to media in a much bigger city.
Well,
I don't think so.
That's what I'm starting with. Right
well,
there, they let him slide. I mean, if he's this is not like something he just created. Excuse me, Washington. Well, I don't know. This is very strange. But as much as I want to have fun with this, my question is: if that's what Noel just said can be proven, where does that land as far as going back and looking at somebody's contract and being deceitful and so on and so forth, hiding whatever the language may or may not be that may call him back to Arthur's office and say, excuse me, you said this publicly and so on and so forth, and now I don't know. That could open up.
But that comes like, who turns him loose to go on NFL Network and make that statement? I don't think it's just something he just had an idea. Oh, I think I'll go on NFL Network and say this.
He's been feeling himself for the last few weeks because he's been doing playoffs on ESPN. He was part of that team, part of the broadcast team during the early rounds of the playoffs. He's been visible during the postseason. And you know how some people, when they get in front of the media, they get in front of a big crowd, they start, you know, feeling themselves, and you know, no telling what will come out of them. So this has been interesting. We're going to see. And listen, Mr. Blank was down there because we saw him at the NFL Honors. You think they flew on the same flight? You think Mr. Blank brought Kirk Cousins?
No.
You don't think?
No.
That would be an interesting flight.
That would be
it would never happen because Mr. Blank has his own plane. But imagine Blank, Belichick, and Cousins all on the same flight to New Orleans.
Ooh. Why would Belichick be on that flight?
Well, he wouldn't because Blank has a private jet. But I'm just imagine that flight.
Yeah, okay.
Because they all went down to New Orleans. So just imagine
Well, if
that
you
flight.
Can imagine, why don't we put Snoop on that flight, too?
Well, okay.
You talk about an interesting flight. That would be an interesting.
Now you don't turn it into Soul Plane.
No, I'm just saying. No, there's a dude who hangs out with Martha Stewart. So you know, actually, I could see the both of them on that flight.
Now that would make it.
Sam and Greg got Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, and a friend of the show coming up next. We're going to talk about these Hawks. We're going to talk about the sport that has been dominating the conversation for the last week up until today.
Right.
That's up next. Sam and Greg, Super Bowl Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Super Bowl Sunday morning. It's all about Philly, ain't it, right now?
It's
all about Philly right now. I got mixed emotions when I hear this song, but, you know, I keep it to myself. And as we welcome our guest down here, a son of Philadelphia, you know, he went and sent me some pictures. I don't know if he shared them with you, too.
Uh-oh.
As he's coming on here, he hanging out with everybody down there. You know, he's doing some work, pretending he's doing some work. But he's Stephen A. Smith, one of the McCourty brothers. Got a picture with Sean Payton. He could have kept that one. But anyway, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, man, good morning. And happy Super Bowl Sunday. Now, are you heading back? Are you still there? I know it's, you know, media, a lot of media, and even a lot of the athletes, when they go there and are part of the Super Bowl week, they get on that flight and make sure they are home by game time.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. I am. I did the same thing. I, you know, did the work that needed to be done, have a little fun, and get back home so that I can actually enjoy the game. So I got back early yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Well, I'm listening. Is this your first, second? How many Super Bowls have you covered? Been a part of?
I've done three now. I've been fortunate to do three now, and this was a different experience. Of course, with the Eagles being there, it was one of those catch 22s where I'm there to work, you know, there to network and do different things, but also and the latter parts of the day, be a fan and have a little fun. So this was number three for me, a city I'm very familiar with in New Orleans. So it was a dope experience, very dope experience.
Okay.
See, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Super Bowl Sunday morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You always find him at Elder Up. What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing's wrong with me. I enjoy when you say and he enjoys it. We all enjoy it when you say that. Is that wrong?
He's at El Dorado 2452 at El Dorado 2452. We're going to get to the game in a minute. Let me talk a little basketball, because you know what, Terrell? You know what? We're going to ask you that, because while it is the NFL show of shows, and NFL, you know, loves to just dominate, you know, the media and whatnot, sports media, NBA is held its own this week.
No, they put the NFL on the side burner.
What do you think, and what were you hearing down there?
It was fascinating to see, because I actually thought that same thing. I said, wow, you know, this is the time where the NFL shines and they dominate, and we were just getting ding after ding after ding for trades happening and reactions to trades in the world of the NBA. And I don't think we've seen a trade deadline like this in the NBA ever. Of course, with it sparking off with the Luka trade, and you're seeing De'Aaron Fox. We had one, you know, here in our backyard with DeAndre Hunter going to Cleveland. So just so many moves being made that I think could possibly alter who's the NBA champion at the end of the season. So very surprising and something different to see the NBA make such a splash and keep headlines, as you mentioned, during Super Bowl week.
I think it was purpose. I think they did it on purpose. I think they absolutely made sure that they did this week because of what happened with them this year. For the first time, they got trumped on Christmas Day by the NFL. Christmas Day has always been the NBA's, right? And the NFL decided to slide it in. And I made an argument. I said, this is not happening during David Stern's tenure. David Stern might have pulled Dell aside and said, listen, man, come on. You know, this we've had this. You guys are the juggernaut still. We're not going to overtake the NFL as the most popular, you know, professional sport in America. But this is our day.
Yep.
Right? And he would have negotiated something or maybe put a hit out on somebody. But I don't think it would have happened during that time. But it happened. So, yeah.
I think it was quite strategic that this trade takes place last weekend with a Pro Bowl that nobody gave a you-know-what about. And I think it just allowed the NBA to come through the front, not the back door,
but come through
the front door with that deal, right?
Yeah, and now we got to see how the results play out there. I can't agree with you. I think it was a savvy business move for the NBA to handle things how it went over the last few weeks. But now we got to see how it benefits the league and how it benefits fans moving forward.
Yeah, that was about here in Atlanta. We were moaning and groaning about the trade, man, not liking it, but so far, we 2-0.
It's one of those things as well that's pretty funny. I was not a fan of the trade, more so DeAndre Hunter than Bogey, but those are two guys who I felt at times were very efficient and made an impact on the team, especially DeAndre. We talked throughout the years on just him needing to be more consistent and to really hit his peak, and it seems like as soon as he finally began to do that, this season, you know, he's out the door. He also went to a team that's a contender, like a right. team that the Hawks, if things, you know, flow and they make the play-in or make the playoffs, this is a team that the Hawks could very much see later on down the line. So I was surprised to see the Hawks do business like that. But we are 2-0 since the trade. Trey has been balling, not only since the trade, but since the news of him not being an all-star starter. So I'm fascinated to see how things really gel moving forward with the new guys that are here.
Speaking of Trey, did a little reckless speculation yesterday, at least I did, and Noel and I back and forth about what must be running through Trey Young's mind right now, and as far as what's next, what's going to happen next, what would he like to see next, because of what just happened with the trades and all of that and where the Hawks sit, is there a concern about where he may end up sooner or later?
I think there has to be a concern. I think that's just, as a basketball fan, as an Atlanta Hawks fan, and us with guys who cover the team and have been covering Trey for so long, because I just, over the years, you don't see much of an improvement with this roster. And at some point, a star player has to get frustrated. Trey has always taken the high road. And, you know, he said that this is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to play. This is where he wants to retire. But he's also obviously always spoken about wanting to win. And that's just unfortunately something we've really only seen once, when the Hawks made the Eastern Conference Finals and Trey suffered the injury tragedy. So I think you do have to start to wonder, just moving forward, where his mindset is and how he views this team and what the team's goal is. But I think as of right now, Trey is locked into being a member of the Atlanta Hawks.
Terrell, thoughts about this, and also, you know, these other trades took place. We saw Anthony Davis playing last night for the first time. We're going to see Luka play Monday. Thoughts about how that's, and who you see as being the winner in that, maybe in the short term, but long term, because Anthony Davis played last night, but he also left the game with an injury.
Yeah, I think it's kind of obvious, and I don't want to sound like, you know, just throw out, again, what's the obvious, but I think the Lakers certainly were the winner overall with these trades. But surprisingly, in the trade that I want to keep my eye on, how I mentioned a moment ago about De'Aaron Fox going to the San Antonio Spurs, I'm fascinated to see how Fox and Wembley play moving forward.
They look pretty good here. They look pretty good when they came through here. they look real good.
I think the Spurs moving forward, I'm not going to say they'll be world beaters or be championship contenders this year, but I certainly think moving forward, they may be the winners in all of this. So, as you mentioned, Anthony Davis, I'm interested to see what Jason Kidd does there with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. He did get injured the other night, but through three quarters, he had 26 points, 16 rebounds, something like that. He was putting up a crazy stat number before suffering a non-contact injury. So I think depending on, you know, who you're a fan of and just how the game shapes out, there were plenty of teams who had small victories, but I think, you know, it's kind of the no-brainer of seeing the Lakers get a world-generation talent like Luka.
Yeah, well, first of all, Terrell Thomas, the East Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you hear the news? Mark Williams did not pass his physical, so that big man that they went to get didn't get. And I immediately thought of the concerns of Mr. Crenshaw going into yesterday's show. Now, the deadline has passed, but what are they going to do? Because he was worried about Okongwu being scooped up by the Lakers. So now they got to go after another big man, and where, how, you know, any thoughts on where that might happen, might be?
I think the Lakers can play it two ways, honestly. I think the Lakers can play small ball, in my opinion. They don't have a guy that's 7 foot tall or more right now, but you have Luka and LeBron. Both of those guys are 6'8", 6'9". You can play small ball and get away with it, I believe. I think it'll be pretty interesting to see Dalton connect when he returns to the locker room and see how that all goes out. Mark Williams would have been a great addition for the guys, but I still think the Lakers, I think they're still championship contenders as of now. They can find a way. There may be someone who hits the waiver line in a few days or so. So they'll be able to find a big man, but I honestly even think that should be a focus of theirs. I think their focus should be LeBron and Luka gelling and just seeing what they can salvage out of this season moving forward.
All right, man. Listen, you talked about working down there in New Orleans, or over there in New Orleans, and then you got fanboyed later in the afternoon. Who have you seen that you didn't get, you know, that you really got, you know, you were excited to talk to?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think the gentleman I probably was the most excited to talk to, and we just spoke briefly because he was so busy throughout the week, was Jameis Winston. It was pretty cool to see Jameis.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Go ahead.
Jameis,
that's a trip.
You know, he is a character for sure, but he's a real humble and modest guy. So it was really great to see him and talk to him for a while again. We didn't really.
Where was he? Where was he?
This was all on Radio Row. So Radio Row took place at the convention center. But he was moving around left and right, going to ESPN, going to do some things at CBS, and he was out there with Fox doing media. So yesterday he was all on Bourbon Street interacting with fans and doing X, Y, and Z. But I think he pretty much stole the show as far as media out there. And showing just how talented he is. It looks like, honestly, he created a new spot to possibly be a full-time anchor once his NFL career is done. But it was pretty cool to talk to him. Outside of that, I would have to say probably Terrell Davis. Growing up, I had an aunt who was a big Broncos fan, and she loved Terrell Davis and just loved that scheme. I had a moment to actually sit down and talk with him, and he was giving me some flack for a moment. He said, "Hey, you're Terrell Thomas. It's Terrell, right? Not Terrell." just laughing at his experience there. So met a lot of great people, was able to network with a few folks, but Jameis just stole the show. He was a humble and cool cat, so I enjoyed that.
Man, okay. What was on the menu down there? You got to go to New Orleans and got to tell us about
something. He ain't no alligator, I know that.
I don't know, man. What'd you get good? Cause that's one thing, you go to that place, man. You put on the pounds, you hang around there for a few days.
No, and it's one of those unfortunate situations. So me, I can't eat shellfish. So every time I go to New Orleans, I feel like I don't get the full experience because I'm not eating gumbo. I'm not doing the crawfish or shrimp or anything like that. I keep it casual. There are some spots that have some great fried chicken out there. So I have some great chicken, some teriyaki wings and such. And I'll just get some red beans and rice. I'll get some catfish and call it a day. I am in bliss when I can get that.
So basically, he went to Copeland's over there by the mall. On Baird Parkway.
No,
he went over there, man.
He's at fried chicken.
They got some chicken there.
He's at the home of Popeyes.
Okay, he didn't go to Popeyes. He didn't say he went to Popeyes. Did you go to Popeyes?
No Popeyes. No Popeyes. And it's, I have a lot of friends in the hip-hop world who are out there, so I won't even do the tourist spots. We're going to Ninth Ward, going to Seventh Ward, where somebody's grandmom is still in the back cooking.
Yeah.
And get the fish and get the chicken like that. So my experience is a little different. I don't want the tourist thing. Come on, take me to, you know, by the river so we can get some real food and I can get the real, genuine New Orleans taste. So that was great to experience.
Well, you know, the problem is when you go down there and there's an event, the lines are out the door any restaurant you want to go to anyway. I mean, you got to fight to get into a place. And I've never gone to New Orleans when nothing was happening. I always said, I love to go down here when nothing's happening. I can walk in any restaurant and eat. But if you're always down there for a game or somebody's festival or a bowl or something, the lines are 2 miles down the block to try to get into any place to go and eat.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. That's when I want to go.
What?
Because I've been there once when it wasn't anything going on there, and the rats are the size of Uber drivers. So I want a lot of commotion to keep them underground.
You know, it's good. It's fine dining for them, too.
Thank you. I didn't go down there to dine with them.
No, but I'm just saying, wherever you got that, you know.
I mean, it's like, bust you up to Chicago the size of y'all.
Well, you ain't hung out down the street here after dark either.
No, I have not.
Okay, well, that's the only other one I'm saying.
Well, we bust them over there, too. Hey, Terrell, welcome back. Say hi to the kids for us, as always. We will be talking to you as we exit football, and it'll be your time of the year.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Great talking with you, gentlemen, this morning. I hope you guys are Eagles fans today. We need all the help we can get to try to, you know, end this talk of three-peats and all that and all this.
No.
So y'all go ahead and just be Eagles fans. Just for the
No, day. I'm not. I'm not. I have a really good reason why.
Uh-oh.
We talked about this. Pops, man.
I can't
give y'all no love because of what I got family connected with Kansas City, so. I can't
okay,
do that.
Okay. No worries there.
Like I said, like I tell Tracy when it comes in Michigan, I don't care nothing about this, but I just want you happy.
Right?
So now I hope not pick. So I hope you are happy at the end of the day, but you know where I'm pointed towards. Sam has your back. So
amen. I'll take that.
There you go.
I will certainly take that.
Terrell, hey, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy your day.
Have a great week, gentlemen. Have a great week, Newell. Talk to y'all soon.
There you go. That's Terrell Thomas coming up. We got three cheers coming up top of the hour. Up next, going to let you know about some money flying through the air. Got a fresh casting call for you and some other entertainment news got to take care of. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. On this Sunday morning, ninth day of February, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Also an amateur day or night, if you will. So be very careful out there. People who don't normally drink and drive are going to be out there drinking and driving. So take care of business. This was, I'm not sure if it was the first song, but it was one of the songs that were performed on this day when the music industry changed.
Changed.
It changed, and it changed forever. This was the day the Beatles performed on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
And then one of the songs they did, this song, they did All My Love, and they did Till There Was You, She Loves You, I Saw Her Standing There, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Okay.
They did that many songs?
They did that many songs. Hey, they were like a solo artist. I think, but you know the funny thing that's a famous story? And I think most people will know him as
Sullivan was an hour-long show.
And the songs were 3 minutes then. You know what I mean? So
I don't remember artists coming on doing that many songs.
Well, dude,
but I mean, I guess they were the big deal. To have them on, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it changed the trajectory of music. It began the Beatles invasion. But that's not even the story. But I did think of something when you were telling me that is, and this is, again, well, no, all of this stuff I'm spitting out here is, how'd you like to be the person who follows the Beatles on any show, right? Back then.
Right.
And I think one of the acts, because Ed Sullivan, it was a variety show, right? Yeah.
You know,
a hand puppet probably came out next. But one of them.
The dude with the plates on the stick.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
One of the people who came on after him, I believe, and I could be wrong, because he had a famous appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, and then Ed Sullivan threw him out of show business because he thought he gave him the finger, but was Jackie Mason.
Okay.
Who a lot of people will just know his. He was the voice of the aardvark on the cartoons. Remember the Pink Panther cartoon?
Okay, right.
And they had
right.
the aardvark. That was Jackie Mason.
Okay.
You talk like this? How you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Jackie Mason was on. But that's not what I get it. And people think, you know, I had this affinity for these guys? No, I just acknowledge greatness when it happens. I ain't spent penny one on any Beatles record, any McCartney solo, John Lennon, none of that.
Well, I like them.
I enjoy the you know the stories that have accompanied them over the years.
Right.
But you got to acknowledge what these dudes did. I'm sitting here. We are sitting here on February 9th. Go back to 64. They hit. Now, they had a song that obviously peaked. I forgot. I Want to Hold Your Hand. Might have been it. But they come to America, and Beatlemania starts.
This is the Shea Stadium concert.
That was afterwards.
Yeah.
That was afterwards. But they broke up 6 years later.
Yeah.
How many years was it between Adele albums? Six. How many Beyonce? Between Lemonade and Renaissance? 6 years.
Yeah.
I was talking to Noel. It'd been 9 years since Rihanna has put out an album.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? I think it was 9 years.
Yeah, but before that, though, Rihanna put out an album every year for like 7 years, like on clockwork in November.
Okay.
Like she worked hard and then hung it up.
then enjoyed her money.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
That's when she got into cosmetics and all that other stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
She became a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just...
But to your point, it's different now.
It ain't just like that they came and went. They're considered the greatest songwriting team of all time. They changed the trajectory of music in a six-year span.
Mm-hmm.
Think about and all the albums that they put out. I just find that amazing. I mean, it is worth talking about. I ain't bought one Beatles record. But if Conway Twitty did that, I'd be saying the same thing about Conway Twitty.
I don't care.
Yeah, I would. If Conway Twitty came and went in a 6 year span and did what these guys achieved, forget about it.
Hello.
I'm here all day long.
Hello, darling.
So I'm just saying, this is one of the most amazing things that has happened. I say the same thing about Elvis.
Okay.
You can't go. You know, we talk about people who you put them on any part of the planet, and people know who they are. Everybody knows who Elvis is, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Around the planet,
right?
Dude never did a concert outside of the boundaries of the United States.
It didn't have to. It would have been nice, but it didn't have to.
Tell me somebody else who had international fame that didn't. There's nobody, and especially to get to his level and continue to be talked about and relevant the way he is. You talk about that list of celebrities who's passed every year. That dude is always on it. Richest dead celebrities, you know. He's always on that list.
I don't know that Aretha ever went out of the country. She didn't fly, you know.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Well,
she went to the Bahamas.
You know.
Dude never even went to the Bahamas. He could have swam to Cuba. He never went there. I mean, that's a good point. Let's bring that up if you can confirm that. But I'm just saying, Elvis. They don't make caricatures of Aretha Franklin. They don't do the side stuff that he has. And then just like I said, as we sit here and talk show business, I wanted to throw that out there because this is a very famous day in the history of the show. Speaking of other things, and I'll get to the casting call in just a second. You brought up prop bets earlier.
Yeah.
Have you seen – I'm going to direct people to a TV show. I think it's in third season. It's coming around the corner. But it's been two seasons on Max is Bookie.
Oh. Okay.
You know the show Bookie?
Have not seen it.
Oh, that's a good show. We binge watched it, and it's this dude is trying to make his way as a bookie in a world that's changing, where legalized gambling is becoming a thing.
Yeah,
right. So it is. It's pretty good. I'm gonna direct you all to that too. And also shout out to Julian Horton. He's a friend of the. He listens to the show. Julian's on a very famous TV show.
Yeah.
And
all right now.
I hope to be working with him soon here, but he's here in town here and he loves us.
Shout out to Julian.
Coming up in a minute, we're going to give you our three cheers and three jeers.
Get ready.
Also, a shout out to Chief Brandon.
Yes. And everything out in Paulding.
Yes. Now, we have got a fresh casting call. It is up and running. And when I tell you that these are job opportunities in front of the camera, you got a little time, but you want to submit as best as possible. Cab Casting is doing a show, a hit TV series. Over there at Tyler Perry Studios, wink, 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 and they're looking for a couple restaurant jobs, like a bartender, server.
Who are working at restaurants.
Yeah, I was trying to
see. Not just somebody going to sit.
Well, no, they want that too.
They want people to just go customers?
There's going to be a need for background, so that would be people who are just having a meal.
Okay.
And then there is a specific need for bartenders and servers.
Okay.
So you will see that first. On the breakdown, it is under Cab Casting, hit TV series. And then Rose Locke steps in. And she got pretty much the rest of them, with the exception of Hilton Casting, who's doing your friend's show. Miss Pat Show.
Okay, yeah.
And they're casting that, background people for that, through March. But Rose Locke is doing a project called Scar Tissue. It's a slasher, you know, kind of thing there. And they have a need for people who, this is a great country, Sam. They're going to cast you, they're going to feed you, and all you got to do is sit and watch a baseball game. Maybe even a simulated game. But they're looking for people who love watching baseball games, along with people to play parents of little leaguers. That's also a need. Need people to play townspeople. Again, great country. Just walk across the street like a pedestrian. We're going to pay you and feed you.
Nice.
That's there. Rose Locke also has a need for gym rats, those people who love going to the gym. I didn't say you had to be in tip-top shape, because they also want to find those of you who are beginning your journey at the gym. They're looking for personal.
This is a good time of year for that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, it's February now, so they've been canceled, I heard.
All these resolutions are about over with by now, right?
They're looking for personal trainers. So you'll see this again under Rose Locke Casting, Scar Tissue, Gym Rats, students. There's a need for that. They need young people. Excuse me. They need kids and young people. Multiple needs for one of the shoot dates. So young professionals with laptops, skateboarders, men riding bikes. Include pictures of you with your bike.
Okay.
And you submit, but again,
what kind of bike does it have to be?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Mountain bike.
Doesn't say.
One of them Pee Wee Herman bikes.
Doesn't say. You mean beach? What is it? Beach cruiser? Something like that. Yeah. No, they don't specify.
Okay.
As long as you got a picture of you riding around it. You know, that's like a thing on set.
What's that?
Or around studios, you would think that it would be golf carts getting from soundstage to soundstage, but I can't tell you how many people on a crew I have seen on those beach cruisers buzzing around Trillith or the other studios. Not Tyler Perry so much, but others getting around that way.
Okay.
So who want to be in a golf cart when you can be outside? It's, you know, 150 degrees here in Georgia. I mentioned kids, 6 to 9 years old for this particular one. And, of course, all minors have to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. What else was I going to tell y'all that happened on this day? Oh, well, let me just mention that coming up next, at top of the hour here, we're going to hit the three cheers and three jeers.
Yep.
And Sam would like you to participate in that if you have an opportunity. Oh, I just remembered.
What's that?
So we talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Yes.
Daisha is listening right now, I believe. Daisha Worthen, and she is the owner of Casting All Talent, which I have had on the casting call many, many times. She's also a local actress, too.
Okay.
But she is, for purposes of today, and last year she did this, she loves animals.
Ah.
She loves some animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is the person who has provided kittens for the halftime show of the Puppy Bowl, which happens, I think, Animal Planet on this day. So there's counter programming up and down various platforms.
Yep.
The one that's been there for a minute has always been the Puppy Bowl. They used to have another one with like lingerie, but they had to get rid of that one.
Lingerie?
So, yeah, they had like a lingerie bowl or something like that, and women would be running around going, hurp, 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 and then I don't know. But that was a thing.
I miss that.
Because you were working. You were working the game.
Of course.
There was a lingerie bowl for I don't know how many years.
You making fun of me doing the sports cast that nobody watch.
You keep bringing that up. I would never say that because I don't know that nobody's watching it. A, I'm not watching it, but B, I'm not in the business of you and your coworkers.
We talked with Aaron Ladd yesterday, and that's his assignment today because the game is on Fox and he works for CBS station, and so he's got to do the news.
Yeah, and
at 6:20, that's right about the time the sports hit. That's right about the time.
They're singing the national anthem.
National anthem, and that plane is flying over everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you put test pattern color bars. Boop. Who? I'm just saying.
Well, I wish him well. I'm sure he'll have a wonderful meal because that's the other thing you told me. Y'all used to look forward to getting that meal for Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, man.
You had to work. Anyway, the Puppy Bowl being counter-programming, they have to have a halftime show. So the logical extension would be have a bunch of kittens. And Daisha is the woman or team of people, but she's like the person who gathers up these kittens and provides them. She knows the producer of this show.
She knows herding cats.
I don't know what they do. I ain't seen that yet, but I just want to give her some love and you know, she'll
just picture that. Just picture trying to get cats to all go in the same direction.
How you gonna get a bunch of puppies?
You know,
you just put them on TV and people love it.
Yeah.
Especially those at the party that don't care about the game.
Puppies, you roll a ball out there and they all go chase the ball. But cats.
They call that rugby, right?
That's right. But that's a whole different thing, man.
Well, tune in to the Puppy Bowl and find out how they do the halftime show. It'd be funny if they had them kittens doing some like Rockette kickups, wouldn't it? Moving into the 8 o'clock hour. It's our last. We turn things over to John Fricke. Again, we are the opening act for Super Bowl Sunday. But a guy who's got a couple rings on his finger, Tyrone Poole, will be joining us. Do we dare ask him about his former coach's relationship right now?
Yes.
Okay, you ask him that.
And about his new job.
Yeah, well, we're going to definitely do that.
Yeah.
Flag football, women's flag football. We're going to talk to Tyrone Poole. He will be joining us. But up next, ladies and gentlemen, and if you'd like to join us, call us during this break. You got three cheers or three jeers from the sports world of this past week. It's Sam and Greg, Super Bowl Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.